But so we have a new sheet, and we are continuing in the Bir Agra. And for the time being, we are out of Yisurim. We've left the parsha of Yisurim, and we have entered into a different parsha entirely. The theme of this shiur, the basic yisoid of the shiur, which is in the Bir Agra in a few words, is the idea of the Torah is the unique, one and only document in the world, and our tzugang to the Torah as human beings has to be, of course, with a certain havana, and that havana be'ikar is analyzed in a Rambam in the most extraordinary way at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah. And I have the entire Rambam here. Very, very, but I analyze this Rambam like any other Rambam, even though on the surface it looks like the Rambam is giving a shtickle musa. But if you look deeply into the Rambam, you see that the way he does it is with a tremendous amount of lomdus. And the Rambam gives us three yesoidos of how you can go wrong in the misinterpretation of Torah. So let's begin with the beginning. The Mishnah Pasuk says, Yishma Chocham v'yosif lekach. Zokter Gro, the very top. There must be some extra sheets.
Yeah, these are extra.
Okay. Yeah. Yishma al yedei kol hanal, meaning that the various different inyonim that the Gro mentioned of Chochma and Musar and Meshorim, the Goyin says Al Yedei Kol Hanal Yishma Chocham V'Yosif Oid Lekach. The Chocham will listen and he'll be Moisif even more. So what does it mean? What is Chocham? Because the next part of the pasuk says V'Novain Tachbulois Yikne. So what's the difference between a Chocham and a Novain? So before we go into what the Gra says, everybody knows at some time you must have heard that a Chacham is a person who knows the material itself, the Chaymer HaTorah, and a Novain is someone who's able to use that material, Mevin Dova Mitoich Dova. So you get the impression that a Chacham is lower than a Novain. The Goyin says here, the Chacham hu mi shalomad harbei. That's exactly what we said. In other words, the actual chaymer of Torah, the material of Torah, Baba Basra, Baba Metzia, Baba Kama, you know, this is what he should get from his Rebbeim even more and more. V'novain, haynu hameivin dova mitoich dova, yikne tachbulois eich lohavin. Through Sefer Mishlei, he has the opportunity to learn the Chaymer of Musar, the Chaymer of Ashkafa, and he also has the ability to then deepen his understanding on his own Mevin Dova Mitoich Dova. Yeah? V'oma Yikne. Why does it say by Novoin Tachbulois Yikne? He says, V'oma Yikne ki lahavonas Dova Toiv, Dova Toiv, Chover Toiv. The Toiv goes on the Chover Toiv. Toiv, Chover Toiv, Kedei Lohoitzi Mi Piv Kol Dover. V'omru Kenei Lucho Chover. Only the Vilna Goyin could say such a thing. The Vilna Goyin says that the reason the Pasuk says V'novain Tachbulois Yikne is that even though he is being Moitzi from his own Havana Dover Mitoich Dover, Volten Gekent Meinen and Mekenzitzen Al Gitzvun Avinkel Abgesundet, separate from the rest of the world, and let you just mind Rome? So the answer, Zokta Goyin, Yikne. Yikne teaches me that what I just said is wrong. He can't sit by himself in the corner. Because Yikne is a remez. Only the Goyin could say such a thing. If we would say such a thing, we'd say, Mechataisa, how do you know? But the Goyin says that Yikne is a remez to the Knei L'chochover. You know, where is there a Yikne in Tachbulas? Because you see, I think what was bothering him was the following. If I am acquiring the Chaymer of Torah, you can use the word Kenyan maybe. Because you are taking from somebody else, and like anything, if somebody hands me a siddur, I can be kind of the siddur that he gave me. But if it's coming from within myself, where is the yikneh? So what does it mean, Novain Bina, you are kaina? You're kaina the Torah that you got from Bina? I created it myself. What do you mean I was kaina it? So he says, that's a remes to Knei L'Chochover. He says, with a chavrusa you can be kaina Bina. I heard from the mishpacha of one of my Adams, one of my sons-in-law, an article of Rabbi Yeruchim Levovitz. V'yom ze gelernt. He was in the Talmud Torah of Kelum. They called it a Talmud Torah. It was a yeshiva gedolah. The Talmud Torah of Kelum, by the Alta of Kelum, there were two Talmidim that sat and learned Bechavusa for a very long time. One of them was, on one side of the table was Rabbi Yeruchim Levovitz, and the other side of the table was Rabbi Naftali Trop, became the Rosh Yeshiva of Rad. So how did they learn together? One of them said, Vosidov Tzeflegen, Dov, Dish Tikl Gemov. What is there to ask? And he would ask. He said, how could you answer? The other one would try to give an answer. And what if I would ask this question on the answer? And he would give another answer. And then finally give a third answer. And then they opened up the Rashba, and there was the question with the three answers. So that's not the Chavrusa, and he opens up your eyes, and he forces you, and he pushes you. So that's Novain Tachbulas Yikna, Meirid Kipshat. And because by a chaver it says kneil chachaver. Now I want to understand just for a moment, even though I didn't give you mekayris on this nakuda, but what does it mean kneil chachaver? Kneil cha. So it says aseil charav u kneil chachaver. Why is kinyan an inyan by a chaver? There are many pshatim, and Bezes Hashem Bli Neder will have an opportunity in the future perhaps to go into it more deeply. But one nekuda only in what it means Knei L'Chachava. In the midos that are required in Kinyan HaTorah, there's a whole list of 48 things, right? HaTorah Niknes B'mem Ches Dvarim. Open up that list and you'll see a remarkable yesod, that all of the things that are listed there are not necessarily in yonim, drachim, kinyonim, that have to do with limud ha-Torah. There are things there that have to do with being an elech hayid, the things have to do with being a mensch, things that have to do bein odom l'chaveray. Frektmen ma inyon shmita etzel ha-sinai. Abadi gavis, all of those things are critically important to be a good Jew. But where do you see that they are kinyonei ha-Torah? Where do you see that they're kinyonei ha-Torah? I'll give you an example. I have a siddur right in front of me. The siddur has Pirkei Avos. You know that in Pirkei Avos, just Derech Agav, how many prokim are there in the Mishnayos Avos? Five. How many prokim do we have in our Pirkei Avos in the siddur? Six. They made a cheshbon that there are 6 weeks from after Pesach till Shavuos. And then they just repeated that cycle. That's why when you get to the end, before Rosh Hashanah, sometimes it doubles up, because it's not even. But the 6 weeks between Pesach and Shavuot, they had five Pirkei Avos. What do you do the sixth week? So Grada, it's beautiful, because the week right before Shavuos, they took a Braisa, Shonu Chachomim Bilshon HaMishnah. What do you mean? Every Mishnah is Bilshon HaMishnah. Tav says, this is not a Mishnah. But they learned it in the language, in the signon of a Mishnah. And this is a Braisa of Kala Rabosi. It's from the Masechtas Ketanis. And they lifted it, and they put it in the list of prokim that we learn between Pesach and Shavuos, and Gradag Valdik Tzugipas, because it's right before Shavuos. The perik is Mishnas Chachom, and the perik of Kinyonei HaTorah. The whole perik is about Limud HaTorah. So, in this perik, they mentioned the 48 nekudos that are necessary for steiging and learning, for Kinyon HaTorah. So let's take a look at the list. Miut Schoira, Miut Erecheretz, Miut Tainug, Miut Sheina, that's connected to Limud HaTorah. That's obvious. You can't eat up the world and become a Talmud Chacham at the same time. But take a look at this. Hasameach Bechelkoi, Makiretz Mekoimoi, Oisis Yog Lidvorov, maybe. Einoi Machzik Toivola Atzmoi, Ohuv, Oyeves Hamokim, Oyeves Abrias, Oyeves Atzokis. What is going on over here? Oyeves Atzokis, Kinyan HaTorah. The Teretz is that without these midos, a person is going to become corrupt, and a corrupt person is corrupt in Torah. Kinyonei HaTorah require a vessel. And the way that there are specific inyonim of all the nidos that you could conjure up, this Bryce is being mechadish to us that there are certain critical aspects of the personality that have to be sharpened, honed, polished, in order that a person should be the vessel to receive the Torah and to be able to use the Torah and to learn the Torah, because Torah requires a certain amount of personality. And who you are goes into the Torah. You know, there was a person by the name of Gehazi. Gehazi was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. You don't become the Talmud Muvuk of Elisha Stam. You know, he didn't pick him up from the street. Gehazi was the most Fadorbina Talmud Chacham probably that ever lived. And if you look at the list of the Kinyonei HaTorah, you'll see that he didn't have except maybe a few of the 48. And that's why in the end he ended up with Abba Anosh Mitzrayim, Pesach Hashar. And the biggest perpetrator of one of the worst Chil Hashems that ever was. With Naaman Sar Tzva Knan. So this Kinyan, Knei L'Chochaveh, because without that relationship that you have with a Chover, you cannot have the Kinyonei HaTorah. Because in that Chover, you put in, and that's the Kinyan. You have a Kinyan in the Chover. What is the Kinyan in the Chover? It means that you put into him all these midos. That's why, Zogt Rab Aaron, the Baron Kotler, Zechayna Levracha, the Meridik Akasha, for not being Noye Kovoid Zeh Bozeh, you have to lose all your Talmidim because they were not Noye Kovoid Zeh Bozeh with a horrible Misa in the same Tkufa. What's going on? And what's with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva's not guilty. Why does he lose all of his... If Chas V'Sholem, a child is gone, the parents lost the child. A Rebbe Tfalon the Talmidim. What happened here? So, Dr. Baron, it was not a punishment. If a person thinks it's a punishment for Loinago Kovod Zebazeh, he's making a mistake. What was it? If Loinago Kovod Zebazeh gefelt in Chavrusa, gefelt in the Torah that they had to have. A Torah that comes out without that chavrusa shaft, which is noagu kovet zebazeh, is a Torah that cannot be brought over to the next generation, because in the same way that the right Torah has to be given over to the next door, the wrong Torah you cannot give over to the next door, because then the next door has the Torah that's fakrumt. So they had to be taken out, as they say in the colloquial. They were taken out, so that their Torah would not be hashpah on the next generation. Why is Loi Noagu Kovod Zebazeh Chesaron? Maybe they were geniuses, maybe they were gevaldik. Because the Teretz says there's no kinyan in your chaver. So you felt in the Kinyonei HaTorah. In the Kinyonei HaTorah of Oyeves HaBriyos and Oyeves HaTzdokos and all the Oyeves HaMeshorim. I want to say, so I have a chavrusa. I don't care about you. You're not. Your opinion does not interest me. But I'm willing to listen to you because I want you to hear me. So we make a deal. But I'm not really interested in what you say. If I'm not interested in what you say, I don't hear your criticisms. If I don't hear your criticisms, then my Torah is not benefiting from those criticisms. But it's much more than that. Because if the Kinyonei HaTorah required that I should be Oyev Esabriyes and all the other things that are mentioned here, Oyev Esameshorim, Oyev Esatoichochos, Noisei Be'oilim Chaveirai. What does Naisi Boilam Chaveira have to do with Kinyonei HaTorah? So you're a tremendous tzaddik. You care deeply about the other person's problems. You share his burden. You carry the yoke together with him. Our foot hurts. Vasatis Satan mit Limun HaTorah. The Teretz says because Kinyonei HaTorah need the vessel for Torah. And the vessel requires that chaver, that if you make a kinyon in that chaver, Knei Lucha Chaver, you are exercising all these midos that are necessary. How do you have a kinyon in a chaver? The Teretz says, Oyev Esabriyos, Oyev Meshor, Mitzachokos, Mitzrachik Ben Akavoy, Einei Tzemeach Bahayro, Noisei Bolem Chaveru, Machri Oy Lekav Chus. You have a chaver, and you have to make sure that you always see him in a positive light. So that's not shaykh. Have a chaver. Kleine chaver. That's why it's knei l'chochaver. So the novain tachbulois yikne, what is the Vilna Gaon saying? That a novain has to have his own Torah, which is generated from within himself. Because that's meivin dava mitoich dava. Volten gekent meinen that you do it in isolation. Zokta vilna goy, no, tachbulos yikna, yikna is a remes. How can you be kind of something if you already have it inside of you? No, it's a remes to knei l'chachava. The navai needs the chava really more than the chacham needs the chava. Because the chacham is gathering information. And for that you need a good zikaron and a lot of hasmada. But the navai needs the chavrus. So agvaldike daher. Lama gein vaita. L'havin mashal umalitza. Divrei chachomim v'chidoysam. L'havin mashal. Akshav mefaresh ma l'havin mashal. Torah shebichsav mechane b'shem mashal. Again, without the Vilna Gaon, none of us would be able to say it. None of us would have a right to say it. The pasuk says l'havin mashal. What does the Vilna Gaon say? Mashal is a code word. What is a code word for? Torah shebichsav. Why? Because Torah shebichsav is like a mashal. Because the deeper meaning is always within. It's never on the surface. That's Lahavin Moshal. Achshav Mefarsh Ma Lahavin Moshal. Torah Shebichsav Mechane B'Shem Moshal. Ki HaMoshal Tomid Muvan. Achu Levush LeDugmasal. V'Inyan Pele. As it may read the Kazakh. What the Vilna Gaon says here is a Gvaldika Yisoid. You have to understand, there's certain things. Let's say somebody walks into a lecture by a great mathematician. I've done that on occasion in my youth. And I tell you the truth, I came away with a big chalishus hadas. Once in a while, in Amalek Yoron, I went in there, this tremendous mathematician. We have graduate in our Dalit Amos, Dr. Aaron Price, is a Yid that lives across the street, basically, a block away. And he is one of the great mathematicians in the United States. So you listen to one of his lectures, not from the beginning, not till the end. You don't understand one word because you don't have the background. And much, much more than that, the amount that you have to build upon is it's not just a question of facts. It's like a geography class where the person's talking about the Orinoco River and you don't even know where it is. That's fact, so you have to know where it is. But he's talking about in Yonim that I had to develop my whole mivneh of mathematics is a tremendous lumdus. And I have to know all kinds of things. You take the prerequisites, Luftman does. Why are they prerequisites? Because on them, Kemenish gain vaita. Torah is not like that. And because of that, Torah can sometimes be blinding a person to itself. Imagine you'd go into the mathematician and he tells you a story about a man, and he had a lot of cows, and somebody tried to cheat him of his cows, and he did this with the cows, and that with the cows, and this with the sheep, and that with the sheep. It's very, very wonderful. It's a wonderful story. V'haraya, you can teach Chumash to third graders. No, is does it does Zelbar Avraham Avinu that the Vilna Gaon is learning? Is the Zayma Avraham Avinu that we learn ourselves 10 years later? Or is it a different Avraham Avinu? Zokta Gaon, look at the Torah. You look at it on the surface and you understand the Moshal as a Moshal. It's a story. It's a mice, it's a story. It doesn't have to be a Moshal, by the way. That's a story. It could be a Moshal. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha asher tzisichem eretz Mitzrayim beis avodim. Bismifashet was thus meant. Ad kedai kach, the Zoya talks about it. Do we understand Anoichi Hashem Elokecha asher tzisichem? What's leaked in them? Not at all. Hashem says, I spoke to you, I'm telling you that I took you out of Mitzrayim. What's as Yishmael? What's leaked in them? Who's Avicha v'simecha? And what's Ve'esimecha? What do you learn from Es? The Ribui. Vav, Achicha, Godol. Es. Chamav. What is the Moshal? Why is it so easy to understand? In a way, it's a stumbling block that it's so easy to understand. Imagine you take out a Zohar, and I would start reading the Zohar to you. Everybody says, Uy, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. The Torah is not more Kodesh than the Zohar? No matter how Kaddish the Zohar is, the Torah itself is not more Kaddish than the Zohar. So why don't we say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish? The Torah says, because the Torah is a Maisef in Yankiv, and a Maisef in Esav, and a Maisef with Yitzchak, and a Maisef with Rivka, and then later there's Nadavah. Ooh, this we don't understand. That we don't understand. What was going on over there? How come they had to be burnt to a crisp? What does it mean? Bekroi vaya kodesh. Das verstehen wir nicht. Aber Avraham Avinu, we understand it perfectly. We don't understand anything. It's a marshal that has a story that is able to blind us to what how much depth there is. Zotavil Nagoin, look at the Lishoyne Hazov over here. It's a Torah shebichsav mechane b'shem marshal. Ki ha marshal tomid move on. It's meiridik. Because whenever you tell somebody a marshal, the marshal's purpose is that you should understand. But the question is, what's the nimshal? What's below the marshal? What's underneath the surface of the marshal? Sokta, achu levush ledugmaso. The whole marshal is only a malbush for what the marshal's intent is to convey deeper under the surface. Thus is Torah. The inyan pele, and what you, the thing that's beneath the surface is almost incomprehensible. It's a pella. V'chein divrei Torah shebichsav hu muvan. We could understand the Torah on the surface. Ach nislabish bo inyon imployim. V'zehu shetzorach lohavin ha-moshol shu ha-levush v'ha-melitzo shu ha-nimshol. You hear? It's meiridik. Then he says, what's divrei chachomim v'chidoysam? It says, lohavin moshol ha-melitzo divrei chachomim v'chidoysam. What's divrei chachomim? The words of the chachomim and their riddles? Chida is a riddle. Chudli chida by the Plishtim, by Shimshon HaGibor. Give me a riddle, and I will tell you the answer. So he says, Divrei Chachomim Mechan Agodas Chachomim Lechida Mipnei Shedivreihem. He's talking now about the Chachomim's Divreihem. We're already beyond where the Torah is. Just the marshal ba'alma, because everything really lies beneath the surface of the words, and that's why it's really so complicated and so esoteric. But now we're up to the divrei chachomim. He's the divrei chachomim arachida too. Einam muvanim k'mayachida. He says that he efshel lechabram im lo yovin tachlisoi hanilbash b'soicha. He says divrei chachomim are different than the Torah. They're not stories. Divrei chachomim, from the beginning, you have to chap what they're trying to say. There's no surface in Divrei Chachomim. That's what they're going. Divrei Chachomim is already Biur and Hasbara. And Biur and Hasbara is direct. But that itself needs incredible Havana. V'chein Divrei Chachomim hu ha-nimshol v'tachlisam shal ha-dvarim. V'chidoysam heim ha-dvarim atzmam shu ha-chida v'ad kan ha-gdomas ha-sefer, etc., etc. So we have already, on this few words, I want to learn a Rambam with you. But I want to make a hakdama to the Rambam, which I also have, the psukim by Kabbalah Satayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to warn Bnei Yisrael. And as you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam told him to warn Bnei Yisrael twice. If you look at the psukim, you'll notice a remarkable thing. That this warning is not repeated. In other words, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a warning. And then he said, and I want you to say this warning over again. The second warning is a different warning entirely. What's the difference between the first warning and the second warning? Let's take a look at the psukim. Shmois, Yotes, Pasuk Yud through Pasuk Chaf Hei is what I have here. Except I don't have the psukim numbers. I put it together as it flows. So you should feel the flow. Vayoyim HaShem HaMoshe Leicha Lo'om V'kidashtum Hayoyim U'mochor V'kipsusim Loisa. He says, go prepare them. They should be ready for the third day. Why for the third day? This Shloshes Yemei Hagbola, right? Hagbola means Gvul. What is Hagbola? Shloshes Yemei Hagbola with a gimel. Shloshes Yemei Hagbola means the 3 days of separation, of boundary. What does it mean, 3 days of boundary? So he says, go and prepare them. V'hayu nechonim liyom ha-shlishi. Ki, b'yoyim ha-shlishi yered Hashem le'enei kol ha'om al har-sinai. Therefore, v'higbalta, that's where the 3 days of Hagbalah come in, make a mechitza, es ha'am, move them to a distance from the mountain. V'higbalta, sa'am, saviv leimor, hishamru lachem, don't you dare, alos bahar, go up on the mountain, or even the go up a katseyu, konageh bahar bas yumas. Now he continues, Losiga Bayot. Why? Ki sokol yisokol yoriyah. Any Jew, but not only a Jew, im behema im ish lo yichya. What is the behema doing over here? Why does the behema want to go up in a mountain? The teretz is, the warning was, Hashem is coming down on the mountain, it's becoming, like the Ramban says, the first Beis HaMikdash. Har Sinai was the first Beis HaMikdash, the first place for the Shechinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Animals would go and graze on the mountain because it was full of beautiful lush grass. And the shepherds would follow them. And therefore people not knowing that Hashem has come down on Har Sinai would treat the mountain the way they treated it yesterday and a month ago. Like choyl. So he says to them, don't treat it anymore like choyl because now it's kodesh. You get it? So what's the first warning? It's no longer choyl. That's why it says behema. Now what does it say weiter? In behema imish lo yichye bimshoy chayoyvel hema yalu bahar. What is he telling us? That the Beis HaMikdash lasts only for as long, this Beis HaMikdash called Har Sinai, lasts only for as long as Hashem is on the mountain. The minute Bimshay Chayoyvel, what do we call Bimshay Chayoyvel in our terminology? The all clear signal. When you hear the all clear signal, you can go back on the mountain. Why you want to go back on the mountain if you hear the all clear signal? The Torah says because you want to graze your animals, right? So that's the first warning. Now, listen to this. He went back and he told them this. They went to the mikveh, they separated themselves from their wives. I'll take you, Elisha, the next pasuk. Now, the pasuk is telling us that Hashem came down on the mountain. So when Hashem came down on the mountain, what happened then? It became kodesh. Does the Ribbono Shel Olam have to warn them now not to take the behemoth on the mountain? The mountain is shaking. They feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Vayar ha'om vayonu vayamdu meirochik. There's no havamina that they should go graze their animals now on the mountain. So why do you have to warn them again? The Torah says the second warning was not that they should graze the animals. What was the second warning? That they should not try to touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivayochol. They should not reach out to something that is too holy for them. In a desire for Kedusha, they should not attempt to touch the Kedusha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will burn them alive. Here no animals are mentioned. All of a sudden here Kahanim are mentioned. What do Kahanim have to do with grazing? The answer is we're not worried now about grazing. That's why it doesn't mention anything about an all-clear signal, because after the all-clear signal, there's no need to rush for Kedusha, because the Kedusha is gone. So the first warning was not to treat it like choyl. The second warning was, because it's kodesh, don't have your she'ifa for kodesh unless you're prepared. And right now, the only one that's truly prepared is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it says. And you see clearly that the pasuk is telling you that. It says, V'har Sinai Oshan Kulay. Go a little bit weiter. Mepnei asher yorad olav Hashem ba'ish. Do you know it's such a matzah if you're going to bring my animals on the mountain? It's absurd. It's a completely different warning. They're going to want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a magnet. Kedusha is a magnet. A person wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here's this opportunity that never happened again in the history of the world. Now this is an attempt on the part of Klal Yisrael, which ultimately led to Chet HaEgel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns them here, nay, 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 you have to stay away. No matter how strong your she'ifa is, you're not ready for it. You're not mukhan. You're not shayach to it. Soktel. Vayikra Hashem Moshe, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Leich Reid Ha'ed Ba'am Pen Yerzul Hashem Liroiz V'Nafal Menu Rav V'Gam HaKoyhanim Ani Goshem Agim Shiyok Yiskadoshu Pen Yifritz Ba'am Hashem Vayomer Moshe El Hashem Lo Yuchal Om La'alas Al Harsina Kato Yidosh Yibonu Leimu Hagvel Asar V'Kidashtoi. In any case, they're already removed from the mountain. Vayomer Elov Hashem Leich Reid V'Lisa Tov HaKoyhanim Ba'am Al Yerzul La'alas Al Hashem Pen Yifritz Ba'am. What's Hashem answering Moshe Rabbeinu? that warning was taken to all of Klal Yisrael, that they shouldn't treat it as Chol. But now there's going to be a new concern which has nothing to do with Chol. It's the opposite of Chol that's the problem. Because it's Kodesh, and they don't chap to what extent Kedusha is dangerous, if you're not properly prepared, and you're not roi lekach, so Memela, they're going to jump into the fire. So Hashem says, warn them that they cannot move an inch. Just you and Aaron, that's it. Even the Kohanim. You'll ask who are the Kohanim at that time. It's a different Shiloh. But Lemaisa, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is even those people who are prepared somewhat, even those people who do have a Shaychus to Kedusha, they cannot go up on the mountain. Why am I dwelling upon this so much? Because now, if we look at the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, it rings with an entirely different ring once we are aware of the Rambam's use of these psukim. Look at the Rambam. Roi lo'odom lizboinein b'mishpatei ha'Torah. The Rambam is the second half of page 1. Roi lo'odom lizboinein b'mishpatei ha'Torah ha'kedoisho v'leida soif in yonam kefi koichoi. There is a chiyuv, it's appropriate, it's the right thing to do, to examine deeply the psukim of the Torah, the halachas of the Torah, leida soif in yonam kefi koichoi. From the Rambam is mashma, that it's a chayv on each person, and it's appropriate that every single Jew, now you ask at Meir de Kakasha, every single Jew means simple Jews, means complicated Jews, Jews who learned, Jews who didn't learn. Is that what the Rambam means? The answer is yes. But the warnings of the Rambam that are attendant to that effort, if they're not heeded to, then according to the madrega of the person, that's the churban that he's going to make. But I warn you that it's not a churban in the Torah. The Torah will not become charev. You know who's going to become charev? The loymeid is going to become charev. That's why, in the end, if somebody asks, so is it better that I should be mechadesh, or is it better that I should go to my Rebbe? So there's nothing to talk about. But in principle, every single Jew has that zechus and that koyach. Every single Jew has that kinyan in Torah itself, that he's barechtikt, he's entitled to be able to do this. What? The Rambam has to say kefi koychai if he says roi la'adam. Because if he's talking to everybody, of course it's kefi koychai, because one person's koyach is much less than another person's koyach. Then the Rambam says, "V'davar shelo yimtza loytam." So what happens if a person approaches the Torah and he doesn't understand? So the Rambam says that there are three possible consequences. What is his mind going to do when he sees something that's incomprehensible? And each one of these three makes a churban of the Torah and eventually of himself. What are the three? Number one, you don't dismiss it. Ridiculous. You'd think that that's the worst of the three. I think it's not good. It's kfira. And the person immediately yarshins a shtikl gehenim for it. But afal pikein, it may not be as bad as the other two. Believe it or not. Because the person who says, ach, and macht mit der hand, it's opiate of the people. It's written for goylems, whatever. So a person says something like that, he's distancing himself in Gansen from the Torah. So that's a churban, but it's a different kind of churban than somebody who makes a churban of the Torah itself by staying with the Torah. What is the next possible reaction? So the Rambam, the next possible reaction is that he looks at the Torah the same way that he looks at the world, in science, in mathematics, in history, in social sciences, economics, whatever it is. So you look at the Torah and you analyze it with the eyes of a professional scientist. The person looks at the Torah the way he looks at Divrei Chol. That also makes a churban of the Torah. And the third problem is that a person says, ooh, this is so complicated. You know what this means? We are dealing here with the Olam HaSal Yoinim. We're dealing here with Ze'er Anpin. We're dealing here with Chveis, with all of the Inyoni Nista. And he starts to be masmir what we're dealing with. What is the Rambam's Lashonis over here? Every one of these three is a disaster. Because the third one is Nishkeshtoig, Nishkeflogin, he has zero shaychus to it. And he's trying to go to places where he cannot go, where he does not belong. In the other one, his Minak Choyel, he's looking at the Torah with the wrong set of eyes. Even if that attempt and that instrument is useful in Choyel. And the first one, of course, is that he's not Goyris it altogether. You know, I remember, I once went and gave a drasha somewhere down south, and they had an Asifas Rabbonim from the whole area, and one of the Rabbonim told over a Maisa Shahoyim. He says that, you should forgive me, he had to use the facilities on a trip, and he couldn't find a place, and he saw a Reform temple. So he figures, for the facilities, Megman Efsha Dot Narangay. So he goes in, and he sees an Alte Yid with a Shikul Berdel, and he looks like with a kapel, without what's going on? So he's the Shamish. Shamish. So he asks the Shamish in Yiddish. He spoke a perfect Yiddish. He says, what's to tell? He says, I'm Goyel the Sefer Torah. He's Goyel the Sefer Torah. So he looks down, and he sees something that looks more like a Yeshayahu than a Sefer Torah. He says, how did they make the Sefer Torah so skinny? You know, what diet plan did you use over here? So he says, they never learned by Yikra, so they took it out. It's much easier to do Hagba and Glila. It's much easier to do Hagba and Glila without by Yikra. So that's the first Rambam. If you want to know what's the first Rambam, that's the first Rambam. Zokta Roy Lo Adam Lizbainain Vidava Shalayim Tsalaitam, the second line. Vilayeda Laila, he doesn't understand it, he doesn't see its purpose. Al Yihi Kalba Einov. That is the first thing. Don't think lightly of it. Don't mach it tsagonisht. What's the next thing that he mentions? The next thing is the exact opposite. Vilayaros Lalo Salashem Pen Yufritzbay. From Kalba Einov, he goes to Ben Yifritz Bay, Lalo Salashem. The Teretz says he's talking about two different approaches to not understanding. One approach is Mamachtas Tzagonish, the other approach is Mamachtas Sa'alts. But the Alding that you have no Shaykhus to is making a bigger Korban of the Torah. Because the first guy's not going to write a Sefer, the second guy will write a Sefer. You understand? The second guy's going to tell over his Torah to everybody around him. The first guy's not going to bother with the Pasuk, Rachmanu Litzlan. And then there's a third thing. The third thing is that the Rambam will say, "Hey, machshavtei boy, ke machshavtei b'shar divrei chol." That I am learning is a third madrega, or a third approach, when a person doesn't understand. The Zokta Rambam, "Boy, urei kama ichmira Torah b'meila, umayim etzim va'avonim va'ofa ve'efer, kiven shenikra shem adoin ha'olam aleihem b'dvarim bilvad niskachu." All you have to do is say that this is kodesh, and it becomes kodesh, even though before it was just etzim va'avonim. Right? You're talking about kedushas aguf of mizbeach is avonim. Or Kedushas Domim, of anything that you give as a matana to the Beis HaMikdash, that you can be moil in. Everything that you have, choyel, you call it b'shem kodesh, and suddenly is an inyan of me'ila. V'chol ha'noyeg b'hem minag choyel ma'al ba, v'afilu ha'yoshoygeg tzorech kapara kal v'choymer l'mitzvah shechokak lono HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo yevayet ha'odom b'hem mipnei shelo yeda ta'amon, v'lo yechape dvorim al asher lo yechein al Hashem, v'lo yachshoy b'hem achshav toy kedivrei choyel. Look at it. Three things. Number one, lo yevayet ha'odom b'hem. What does yevayet mean? He gives it a kick. You know where that comes from? Remember what Chazal say in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah about the mitzvah of sukkah? So he takes out the sun, and the guy gets out of the sukkah and gives the door of the sukkah as a kick. He says, "Ach, feh." That's the first level. That's lo yivayit b'hem. What's the next level? Lo yechapet dvarim asher lo yichein al Hashem. Don't attach your ideas and make believe that you understand the esoterics, which are not true at all, because the person's not on that level, that he's not even shaykh to it. By the way, this is something that's happening lately all over the place. is Givon Bali Kabbalah. And instead of becoming Bali Musa, they became Bali Kabbalah.
Kabbalah.
And Bezetuch Vosfa, you understand. And then the Rambam, what's the next line of the Rambam? The next words? Right? You see the Rambam repeated it again. These three in Yonim. You don't kick it and say Sigonished. You don't make it into something that's beyond, but in your way that you don't even know what you're talking about. And you don't treat it like Choyl and try to analyze it. Social scientists, times have changed, this and this. Yes, it's true, it's wonderful, it's correct. But only to certain people in certain circumstances. Chazer. Chazer? Trichinosis. What's trichinosis? When trichinosis? A treitman akop. Trichinosis. He was Machaya Mason. He got on top of the child and he laid himself prostrate upon him. What do we call that today? CPR. The Sultanish Kfira. And that's why that's not kicking it. He's saying, no, it's Gevaldik. They knew CPR even in those days. Could you imagine? When you're a godel in everything. You see that? Isn't that nice? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful, Joshua? When you're a godel in everything. The Chazanish was able to trace out, the picture in the brain, and that's where you're supposed to make the incision. He tells the surgeon where to make the incision. Isn't that something? So that's what Elisha did. Elisha knew CPR. From Elisha knew CPR, that's what the Rambam says, Machshavtei boi ki machshavtei bedivri achol. You can make it choshev as choshev can be. But it has nothing to do with the Emes, and it certainly has nothing to do with Torah. So that's what the Rambam says. If you don't understand it, watch out. And admit that you don't understand. And go weiter. So the Rambam, Hare Nema Batayra, Ushmartim es kol chukoisei. And by the way, the Rambam here teaches me something, which is really a Gemara and Yuma that I have, but I won't have time to be able to go through it. On Wednesday, I want to do a bissel weiter in the Vilna Gaon. But you have the sheet, you should look at it yourselves. And it's also very beautiful in the Hagdoma to the Shailus Atshuvas Einig Yontif from the Bialystok Rav. You have here a beautiful shtickle in the footnote. And of course, somebody suggested that somebody should volunteer magnifying glasses for the Olam. But it's the Hagdoma to the Einig Yontif. And it's a very beautiful shtickle about Shoal. What was Shoal's Machshava in these two inyonim that Chazal tell us that he got caught? So one of them, of course, the famous Ma'is of Agag, and the other one that he called, he summoned up the Shmuel through going to this excuse me, this woman, and of course, you're not supposed to balas oiv, and you're not supposed to do that. So he goes through that. I'm false. The Rambam, we just continue, says, the word Ushmartem, it's a Gemara in Yuma that you have here also. The word Ushmartem means not you should keep the mitzvahs. Ushmartem means I warn you about the mitzvahs. Where do you need a warning? So that's what the Rambam says. You should not be moil in the hektish of the mitzvahs that you don't understand. That's Ushmartem. It's a Gvaldike pshat. It's a new pshat. I mean, how many of us ever heard this pshat? The word Ushmartem. Ushmartem is Chukosai. Somebody asks you, what does it mean Ushmartem is Chukosai? It means you should keep the mitzvahs. Right? So he says, listen to what the Rambam says. So it's v'amru chachamim liten shmira v'asiya, both shmira and asiya l'chukim mishpatim v'asiya yidua for who sheyasa chukim. He has to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah and do them b'poyel. What shmira? Sheyizoher bohem v'lo yidame shehein pechusin min hamishpatim. Hamishpatim ein mitzvahs. This is where the famous remember chukim mishpatim. Hamishpatim ein mitzvahs. Shetaim on golui v'toyvas asiyosim ba'ilam azay yedua kagon iser gezel shvichus damim kibrav v'aim. This is all the Gemara in Yuma. V'chukim ein mitzvahs she'ein tam on yedua. Amru chachomim chukim chakti loch v'ein lochorishus lahare b'hem. What is lahare b'hem? None of the three approaches. That's all included in lahare b'hem. The yitzur shall adam noik toy bahem v'umas ha'ilam mishivim aleihem. Dumas ha'ilam are mocking you. Kegoin b'sar chaz isip sar chazir u'basa b'cholav v'egla rufa para aduma v'sara mishtaleach. The kama hoya David Amelech mitzdayim min aminim min akum shoyim mishivim alachukim. Because man shoyu roit finoisei b'tshuva sheker. So beautiful, the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that what happened with David Amelech is that everybody mocked him for keeping the Torah. You're a king. Was treista kot mitazechen azachen. And he said, the more they mock me, the more I'm committed to the Ribbono Shel'olam, and the deeper I want to understand the Torah, and the more I will fulfill the mitzvahs. Adarabba, dafka. These doivrei shekel, if he kaitzer das ha'odam ha'yamaisif dveikus b'toyra, David HaMelech responded by even more dveikus. Shenema toflu alai sheker zedim, ani b'chol leiv etzar pikudecha. V'nemar sham b'inyon kol mitzvei secha amuna sheker d'funi azroni. Azreini, v'chol ha'korbonus kulam miklal ha'chukim heim. Amu ha'chomim shebishvil avodis ha'korbonus ha'oilam oimeid, shebasiyas ha'chukim mishpotim zoich ma'ishor milchai ha'olam abba. V'kdima toira tzivu al ha'chukim. The tzivu is dafkan the chukim before the mishpotim. Why? Because it requires more shmira. V'nemar u'shmatim etzchukotzev z'mishpotai ashayasa osam ha'odam v'chai bohem. So the Rambam is quoting the psukim in Tehillim. Zochor davar l'avdecha, al asher yichaltoni, zois nechamasi be'anyi ki imrots chachiyosni. This is my nechama in my distress, be'anyi. What? Ki imrots chachiyosni. Your word kept me alive. Zeidim helitzuni ad mioid. You know, in the yeshivas they used to sing this. Zeidim helitzuni, helitzuni ad mioid. What zeidim helitzuni ad mioid? Mitayros cholay natizi. What is zeidim? Zeidim are the people who mock the Torah helitzuni because it's litzanus. They made the Torah litzanus. Mitayros cholay natizi, and I didn't veer from your Torah at all. So charti mishpatecha me'olam Hashem ve'esnochem. And I remembered your mishpatim, and I see how the simplest person could understand how gewaldic the mishpatim are, right? Zokta v'esnochem, and I have nechama. Zal ofa achazosani merishoyim oizvei tairasecha, zmiris hayuli chukecha. You hear? I see from the mishpatim, is zmiris hayuli chukecha. So the chukim also become a gizang, bebeis megurai. So that's David HaMelech. That's all in the Tamnaya Ape, in the Kufiyot Tes, which has eight times Dashrei Tamim Ederech, eight times the Aleph base, each letter. So this is the response zokt the Rambam Toflo Elai Sheker and Ois Tes. Tofel Hashekah Zaydim, Ani B'chol Leiv Etzar Pikudecha. So that's the Yesod of the Rambam's Torah here, and that's what the Vilna Gaon meant when he said that the Torah is a mashal, which on the surface you can understand as a mashal, and when you think that that's all there is, it's like just learning the mashal without ever having a hasog of the nimshal. But what happens when a person approaches it the wrong way? And what are the wrong ways, nochamol? Either he's bayit legamri, or he goes to the olam hasal yonim where he doesn't belong, and that's why I told you. Or he's noig behaminek chol. In the Har Sinai, bayit legamri, the Ribbono Shel'olam doesn't have any reason to assume. But there are two problems there, and each one had a warning. Noyeg by minak choil, the Har Sinai, that they graze the animals on the mountain, and pen Yifrit's bomb, that it's too kaddish, you don't have a shaykhus to it. You can't go up the mountain. The Rambam's loshen lo yinak by minak choil, and pen Yifrit's bomb. The Rambam is repeating in Melitza here the warnings in his Lashon without ever mentioning Maimon Har Sinai, the two warnings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, but there's also a third possibility. The third possibility is when you see it, Mamach mit Nahant and Megate Vaita. So I suggested to you earlier that Mach mit Nahant is doch disgusting and it's Mamish Gefelach and you see the person's totally Fadogen. But sometimes that's not as bad because he's not going to write any Sfarim. The other guy is going to write a sefer, he's going to write a Kabbalah sefer, he's going to write a sefer that explains the Torah. And that's why we have to be very, very careful with every ois and every line of the Torah. The first thing that we have, our first hakdama to the Torah is Medaf HaRangin and Mikveh. And Medaf HaRois come in and say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, please, I know that I'm nothing, and I know that I'm human, and I know that I'm limited, but you gave me a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and you want me to understand even the chukim. And with that hakdama, maybe kulei haivu ulai, with a Rebbe and with a mahalach, novoin tachbulais ikne, I'm able to learn yishma chacham the Torah as a mashal and understand the nimshal, and then become further in the midrash haTorah nidrashes and in the pirush Rashi and the Ramban and so on and so forth. I'm able to understand divrei chachamim, which to begin with are achida because they don't have a mashal. There you either you understand it or you don't understand it. That's licked in ain sugar from the Vilna Gaon. Okay, next.